Penguin Audio presents Keeping the Republic, written and read by Mitch Daniels. Despite a long involvement with public life, I've read very few books by public officials, past or present. Judging by the ones I have read, many are written to justify the author's actions or, worse, to settle personal scores. Others aim to embellish the author's role or proximity to major events, and still others are thinly veiled exercises in self-advertisement. So if you're looking for a book full of self-revelation and tales of a tortured childhood, try the next shelf. What follows is most decidedly not about me because, frankly, I'm not that interesting. Personal anecdotes, details about Indiana, and discussions of political ideology are included here only where they're necessary to underscore my larger point. For the first time in my life, I am desperately alarmed about the condition and direction of the American Republic. What recently seemed a secure, ever more prosperous, internationally dominant nation is now endangered in a way it never has been before. In the dark days of the Cold War, Soviet nuclear confrontation posed a grave danger. During the Civil War, the country fractured and fought itself. And during the Revolution and immediately thereafter, the infant nation was at risk of disintegrating. But today, the danger stems from a central element of our free system.